January 22nd, 1988, and this is Joe Nestle and Mabel Hamden, and we're going to be talking about Lillian Foster this morning. And try to talk.
Lay that down.
Right, and just talk. Tell me what you remember about where Lillian was born and everything.
Oh, I know that after I speak to you about meeting her on Lexington.
No, tell me more about, you told me she was born in what part of the South?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Right, tell me. In what year about, Mabel, do you know?
About 2 years, 2 or 3 years younger than me.
So around 1905?
Yeah, around 1905.
Okay.
And
try to remember what she told you about her early years.
Well, after we became friends, Lillian told me that she had a sister, two sisters, brother, and a big family. And that in Norfolk she went to school, and she was also friendly with quite a few women there. And she had a father.
Do you know anything about him, Mabel?
I don't know too much about him, but I know he was a very nice man.
Do you know what his name was?
You'll have to wait for that. I forget it from my Alma.
Okay. What about her mother?
Her father's name, because I forgot. Her mother died.
When?
When did Mama die? I don't know. Mama was dead when I met her. Same. So therefore, I didn't meet the mother. I only met the father. He liked me very much.
When did you meet the father?
When
did you meet her father?
I met her father about 2 years after I met her. Same. And he came to visit. And there was her sister, and her sister was already here because she had sent money to bring the sister here because the sister was pregnant to go in school. And then the other sister came, Alma.
Mm-hmm.
Alma was the one that was pregnant. And then the nieces all come in. She had a big family.
Did her family know she was a lesbian? Or how did they see your relationship with her? Did they like your...
They knew she was there because she was going with a school teacher.
Oh, talk about that. Tell me about
that. What was that woman's name? She told me that after she came to live with me that she had been in love with the school teacher, and
in Winston-Salem?
No, yeah. Nothing about Winston-Salem. Forget Winston-Salem. Norfolk, Virginia.
I'm sorry, yeah.
And she met this teacher, and they were very friendly, and the teacher, and they went together for about a year and a half.
Do you know how old she was, Lillian was at this time?
Well,
when she met the teacher?
At that time, she had to be, she had to be around the age of, because I was, God, that was the year 19, that was the year 1932.
When you met?
When I met her.
Right.
19. 32.
So this happened before. Do you think this happened around 1929 or
yes,
something?
Yes, something like that, before I met her. Mm-hmm. But she went to school, and she meets this teacher there. And the teacher liked her.
Did they have sex, do you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, she knew more about it than I did, and I was supposed to be a big cheese.
Lillian knew more, huh?
Sure did, no more than I did. And, yeah, they was very much in love. She met this teacher, and the teacher, the family liked the teacher, and she'd go and stay all night with the teacher. And she said that once the teacher got mad at her and slapped her, so her father went and told her, that says, you can have Lillian, but you can't beat her. Because he says, I'll take my Winchester and kill you. You see, she was well known all around, and she was born there. All the family was. And then she still went to school, and her and this teacher was lovers. So then she comes. She comes north. She comes to New York.
Did she come to get a job or to?
No, she come to visit. She come to visit, and while she was visiting here, what was that woman's name? Now I got to get that woman's name. And how old the woman was?
You mean the teacher?
I can get that from Alma.
The teacher, you mean?
The teacher, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because all of them went to the same school, so they'd known each other. And also, the girl now knew more about Lillian that way than I did, because they all was in the same life together. They were gay. Well, the whole bunch of them was gay.
In the 1920s?
And it must have been in the 1920s because the woman that has these parties now, she was in school. All of them was young and in school together. And they had a hell of a good time. So I didn't know what I was stepping into. So anyhow, the woman told me that her niece, and she had nieces, oh God, the family is a mess. So,
Honey, I have a question. Did Lillian always like to wear dresses?
She never, almost said the woman's name. I met the woman. Mm-hmm. Yes, she never wore pants. Oh, you never get her wearing pants. She didn't like those pants. But see, I wore them because I liked them. Mm-hmm. And
so Lillian was a wife.
Yeah, she was a real girl. She was real wifey. So she was going with this girl, and she was tired. What is the woman's name? It's on my tongue. I tell more about her because I met her.
What did she look like?
This is tall. She looks something like the child was here last night, only she's a little bit lighter. Well, what's
Sabrina.
Sabrina. Yeah. She's like that. And
did she wear pants? Did the teacher wear pants?
Well, I don't remember her having pants
on. Well, she was a stud.
But she was a stud. Yeah, she was a stud. And a lot of the rest of them were studs. But Lillian was just so. So when Lillian got here, her niece and her sister came. So she got them all here there. And then she stayed here, see. And then she met me. And she sat down and told me they all had them up to meet me, and they wasn't particular about me.
Why do you think they were?
Well, I was a very quiet person, see, and they drank and they had themselves a ball, see. And of course, when Lillian came, she hadn't been here too long when she meets me, and she, that I knew she drank. She told me she drank, but didn't drink a whole lot. But she liked whiskey, and I didn't care for it. So
what? Who didn't?
I said she drank whiskey, but
you didn't care for it.
But I didn't. So about four weeks after I met her, she come to live with me. Then I've met all the family. She was living with a niece in a room on 131st Street. And but the two of them had this room.
In Manhattan, that is.
There was no apartment.
No, that's in Harlem.
Huh?
In Harlem, 131st
Street. In Harlem, yeah, 131st Street. And she moved her suitcase and all came to me. I had three rooms. See, in the basement of a private house, you know, the private house, and then the basement. Well, that's where I've been there for couple of years.
Give me that address again, Mabel. Do you remember it? Or what street it was?
122nd Street. Between 7, wait a minute, between 7th and Lenox.
And is this 1932 we're talking
about? 1932 I was living there, yeah. Because I worked, and that day I met her, I wasn't working. I don't know what I was doing. I know I was on Lexington.
When you say working, what kind of work were you doing?
Well, sometimes I worked in a factory, and I worked her during the time that I know now. I was working in a factory, in the garment factory, and they went out on a strike, and I got scared, and I stayed home. And that's how I met her.
And what kind of work were you doing?
Well, the clothes. There was sewing on a machine.
You were sewing?
Yeah.
I never knew that. That's new.
Oh, yeah.
How long did you do that for?
Huh?
How long did you do that for?
I didn't do that very long, because then I got another job in a button factory. Because I was scared that they'd went on a strike, and I didn't, and they hollered about what they were going to do to people if you go back in there and work. So I went on and got another job. It was easy getting a job. And after I got that job, about 3 days after I met Lillian. So I didn't bother me much in the button factory.
What did you do there?
Well, there you sort buttons, and there was a button, it was a machine that you put these buttons.
How much
buttons.
Did you get paid? Do you remember?
I can't remember, but I wasn't, I got pretty good for the time, it was because they trained me for these buttons, see.
Was it white and colored?
It was white and colored in this shop, in this machine shop. And was down, let me see now, where was it? Down, 30, downtown here, mm-hmm. In the 30s. See, somewhere
were
in
there.
Were
there any other lesbians there? Did you ever get to know
them? I didn't get to know them. I didn't stay there that long.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I never bother asking the people
right.
anything,
no,
you know? Because I didn't want them to say anything to me,
right.
So naturally I say nothing to them. So there was one woman, though, she was quite smart, West Indian woman, they always are. And she wanted to know where I lived then, who I met and all like that. So I didn't tell her nothing about Lillian. So she wanted to know to come and have dinner with her. I told her I couldn't because I was married. See, I always put that front. I was married. So then nobody bothered me.
But
see.
You were married to a man.
No, I was married to Lillian.
No, but did you say to them you were married?
Oh,
to
I wouldn't have. They didn't think about no
right,
woman.
Right. So when you said you were married,
yeah, she just figured that I had a husband.
Right. So you used that as a way.
As an excuse, I got away with a lot of murder like that.
You're a smart man.
So, she went to her house and had dinner in the night, and I told her I had to go home. So. I think right after that, a couple of days after that, I left that job. Yeah, because nobody could keep up with me. I'd be in a job today and tomorrow I'd be gone. See? So, it happened that...
Why would you be gone?
Well, if I didn't like the job, I'd leave it. See, I was a very independent person. And I got whatever I'd done, I got money for it, paid for it, good. And I remember I had three rooms, a kitchen, bedroom, and a living room.
This is when Lillian came to live with you.
When Lillian came to live with me. And two more girls, what was her name now? I'll get the names mm-hmm. as I go on. But I know them for a couple of years, and they was man and wife. They had got married. Them two had got married. So they lived right next door in the next house. See, and I used to go in there and eat, and we'd have a lot of fun. So she's the one that told Lillian, Don't bother with Mabel, because Mabel's after every woman she knows.
Which one said that, the man or the wife?
The man. What is her name? I got it on the end of my tongue. I'll get
that.
It.
I know you.
Oh, no, I never did. I never liked her for that. So that's why I think I kept up with Lillian, because to make, you know, the thing is, I went out with these people, and I'd dance, and I'd have a ball, see. Well, they figured by you doing that, why, you come with nobody, you're after somebody else's girl, see. They're nasty in those days. They wasn't good at all. And I'd sit and be quiet, and of course, the mamas, oh, they like that, you know. So they'd come and sit down by me and talk. So.
And you say mamas, you mean the wives?
Yeah, yes. The wives, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mabel, tell me how you remember Lillian the day she moved into your apartment. What did she look like? What was she wearing? Anything you remember?
She was.
Describe her for someone who'd never seen her.
Well, I tell you, when I met her, I had on a suit. I always wore suits, blouses, and she had on a skirt with a coat over top of it. She was smaller than me, shorter than me. She was shorter than me. And we both looked so much like twins. We were little, like that child there, see? And we...
What colors was she wearing? Do you remember?
What color?
What when she said she had a skirt on? And
skirt, yeah. She had I think it was a gray skirt or something like mm-hmm. that. And blouse. And a coat on down.
Was she fashionable? Did she like to wear clothes?
Yes, yeah, she loved clothes. She was a fashion plate, when I wasn't fashion nothing. See, she was a fashion plate.
Did she try to dress you?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
They'll try to put clothes on me. I don't want them. All I want was a skirt and a blouse. One of those things over there on. I never liked so much dressing. I never liked jewelry. Oh, I had flat heel shoes on, and on my head, I always wore a tam, like, on my head, see? But she was a fashion plate. She wore hats and all like that.
Were you proud of her? How did that make you feel when you see her all dressed up?
I feel nothing. Them things didn't bother me.
But did you like it? Did you like to see
her?
Yeah.
So when the girls next door met her, oh my God, you got another woman. I said, uh-huh. Neighbors, I said, I'm not bothering nobody. They like you. I said, if they like it, that's their business. I don't care.
So tell me more about the first day she moved in.
Well, the first day she moved in, I'm trying to think of the woman's name. And then I can tell you more when I can think of her name. What was her name? She lived right next door to we were the best of friends. So she started messing me up with Lillian. Well, I can't even think of her girlfriend's name.
When you would go out together, the four of you, would you go out together, like dancing and stuff?
Yeah.
Where would you go?
We'd go to other people's house.
You go to other people's houses.
The couple would says, you all come over to my house, Saturdays mostly, mm-hmm. and we'll have a little get-together.
Tell me about a get-together.
Okay, the get-together, well, they'd have a jukebox.
In the apartment?
In the apartment. And food, all kinds of good
food. Like what?
Well, chitlins, pig feet, and sausage, and she'd make bread. In the meantime, we had a lovely time with so many of my friends that she
How many women
there.
Would be there, let's say, for
instance? Oh, sometimes 10 or 12.
And all would be all colored or would be mixed?
No, it was all colored.
Mm-hmm.
All colored.
What kind of music
one,
do you remember?
Oh, they had jazz music. I never cared too much for jazz music. I'd sit down and talk, see? And one of these girls, about 6 months later, kills her husband, see? I'm trying
her
to think
real
of her.
Husband?
Yes, her husband.
So some of these women were married.
Yeah, they was married, this man and woman, and she would go out and go with these women. He found it out, and he would beat her up. But she didn't. She kept on going. I can't think of her name.
It's all right, Mabel. Just tell the story.
So anyhow, she got mad when he beat her up, followed her to the place where we were at. He didn't say anything. When she got back home, he stopped beating her. She took the gun and shot him, killed him. And she went and gave herself up.
What year are we talking, Mabel?
I'm trying to think. Just a moment. That year was before I moved. That was before I moved back to Jersey City. With Lillian.
Oh, I didn't know.
And she was arrested. She told.
So were we talking like 1933 or 1934?
Around 1934.
Okay.
See?
So
she gave herself up, and they didn't do nothing to her because he had beat her up, you know. There wasn't bother with colored people then about that. So she got away with murder. See? She didn't get any time.
But she was being beaten, so she...
Oh, yes, she had been beaten. Yeah, she showed that she'd been beaten.
Tell me more about the parties, Mabel. What kind of...
Well, the parties, all the
parties...
All the parties was practically the same way. You go there and you have dinner, you buy food.
Did you bring food?
Sometimes you bring food and sometimes you buy food. Chitlins, mm-hmm. and pig feet, sauerkraut, potato salad and all that
kind
of stuff.
What kinds of goings-on would go on?
Oh, well, they'd hug and kiss and talk. Nothing bad.
No,
they were very nice. They'd kiss. And
Were they couples, mostly couples?
Yeah, most of them was couples. See, and those that wasn't, why they sit around and talk too.
Was
see?
It husband and wife couples? Studs.
It was studs and the other girls. You know, they sit around and talk. And we'd get through around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. See, and of course, somebody would slip someone else an address. To come and see me and blah blah blah. See, so that's how we got along. So,
Mabel, tell me about some of the jobs that Lillian worked.
Oh, Lillian Press. She was a presser. She pressed before she left Norfolk. French presser, because she had a job in a French shop where she did fancy clothes. Like you see these girls now in the show where they have all the ballet of those dresses, things like that. And she worked for a couple of
Honey, I have to get my telephone. Go ahead. You were telling me about the different jobs she had, and you said she worked, Lillian worked as a French presser.
Yeah.
What did she work when she came to New York?
That's what she specialized in, was pressing, and the dry cleaners, see? And she got a couple of jobs, and she worked in a theater. Where you press the gowns for the dancers, you know. And that was very good. And she made more money than I did.
It was hard work, wasn't it, though?
Well, I don't know. I don't think she loved it.
She loved it, or?
Yeah, she loved it. And she would, you only worked about, I should say you know those pressing jobs, you work 5 days, and she would make good money at that.
She was on her feet all the time.
Hmm?
Wasn't she on her feet all the time? She had to stand all the time.
Certainly with you pressing, you have to stand. She worked at some of the best shops here in New York, and she just stand because she liked the job. And I didn't care so much for it. I didn't want to be bothered. I couldn't press. But
how many days a week did you work?
Me? I work as many as I did. And I could sometimes. I'd go to work in Monday and work right on straight through till Sunday. And I had a good job, pretty good. And the people were nice to me, too. And then she would, we left and we went to, after this girl shot her husband, we broke up then. I went back to Jersey City.
Who broke up?
The girl that shot her husband.
Right, but you and Lillian didn't.
And no, we didn't. Her and I, we went back to Jersey City. I went back to Jersey City, taking her with me, and got another spa. A three-room apartment, and then I got plenty of work, days work. I always made days work because I could make more money, days work. And she would come to New York with dry cleaners. She got the dry clean. She got plenty of work with the dry cleaners. Same, and they liked her.
Could you tell me
she was small. She was small and, you know, was no trouble. Oh, I don't know. Maybe sometime we would I would make about $25 a week, and she'd make sometime more.
Are we talking about the 1940s now?
In the 40s. I made plenty of money in the 40s. I had a raving good time in that 40s.
Tell me about it, Mickey.
See, because I work hard, but where the girls was getting to $40 a month, I was getting 50 and all like that, see, with Miss Parker and Miss...
This was being a domestic worker. This was
I cooked and all like that. See.
How did Lillian feel about your work?
About my work? She didn't say nothing about it. Almost thought of that woman's name. I'll tell you some more about her. Because she came to visit me in Jersey City.
Which woman is this, the teacher?
This teacher. Uh-huh. And she told Lily, she said, you got a very nice woman, and try to be good, be nice to her, because these women ain't much good. So, she came, a couple of times she came to visit us. Fanny, I think her name was Fanny.
You got it.